Now it's 3:15. Time for Afternoon Theatre. His Honour by James Fairfax.
It gives me no pleasure to sentence a man like you, Eric Beaker, a man of previous good character. But that young girl was a complete stranger to you. She gave you no sort of encouragement. Yet in order to satisfy your lust, you ravished her in the most brutal manner. She will never forget that ordeal. I have no doubt that you are one of the growing number of young men who think that the permissive society entitles you to do exactly what you like, when you like, whatever the damage to others. You made your position even worse by assaulting the police officer who was doing no more than his duty in trying to arrest you. Eric Beaker, you must go to prison for 6 years on count one and 2 years on count two, making 8 years in all.
No!
Take him down.
No! Not my Eric! No, you can't!
Excuse me, but you're Mrs. Bladen, aren't you?
Yes.
Judge Latimer's court clerk.
That's right.
Jim Henson, Northern Advertiser. I don't want to interrupt your lunch, but could you spare me a few minutes?
What do you want to know, Mr. Henson?
The judge made some remarks this morning about the permissive society. I want to do a piece on him. And I was hoping that maybe if I bought you a drink...
I've got one, thanks.
You might help me.
How?
To get me an interview with Judge Latimer.
He wouldn't, I'm sure he wouldn't. Judges never do.
Never?
Not about their cases.
This won't be about the Beaker case, more general.
Even so...
Your judge is making quite a name for himself.
He speaks his mind.
The tough line he's taking. A lot of people think it's about time.
The defendants don't.
The public. We get letters. You might possibly ask him. No harm in trying. And my card.
I'll think about it.
How long have you been his court clerk, Mrs. Bladen?
This isn't on the record.
I won't quote you.
About 4 months.
The judge was divorced about 5 years ago.
I wasn't here then.
It caused a bit of a scandal.
Judge Latimer wasn't to blame, so I'm told.
I've got the cutting here. QC found wife in bed with friend. He wasn't a judge then.
It would be cruel to dig that up.
Here's another cutting. Last year, his son, the cannabis case. 20-year-old Keith Latimer, only child of Judge Patrick Latimer QC, 48, was fined £50.
Yes, and they say the judge was very cut up.
Would be.
You wouldn't use any of this. It would hurt him, I know. He doesn't talk to me about it, but I gather he blames the divorce for what's happened to his son. He was only 16 at the time, and sort of... Well, he's become a bit of a dropout.
Could be a very interesting piece. How far are the judge's views affected by his own experiences?
This is a private matter.
I disagree. Judges are public people.
Divorce is a private matter. And it can be very traumatic, believe me, Mr. Henson. But I must go.
You will ask Judge Latimer?
All right. Yes, I will. I'll ring you.
What exactly does Henson want to know, Mrs. Bladen?
He was out there in court this morning. He heard your remarks about the permissive society.
In the Beaker case? No, I couldn't possibly see him.
He's interested in how far a judge's views are formed by his own experiences.
Well, everybody's views are. Why should a judge be any different? You can't analyse it. Certain things seem right instinctively. As for why they do, one gets a feeling. Sometimes I feel like a Roman governor desperately hanging on against the barbarians.
Yes, you said that in the Afray case.
Things are breaking down. More and more people are unsettled. They won't wait. They won't work and wait for the good things.
I've heard you say that, too.
Do I repeat myself a lot, Mrs. Bladen?
If a thing's worth saying.
We have to bring back, well, morality. Right and wrong, not in a narrow sense, but reward the good, clobber the wicked. Too many people get away with things these days. Call me old-fashioned if you like.
I agree with you, Judge.
Well, I shall go home now, grill myself a steak while I listen to Brahms, and I'll open a bottle of Beaujolais. Then I'll put my feet up on my new sofa in front of the fire and look at the fraud case for next week. Oh, and I'll write to Keith. I'll write him a long letter.
761 to control. Are you receiving? Over.
Go ahead, 761.
I'm in Darley Street, in the doorway of Sapper's Jewellers. Gleedale's chemist is on the other side, about 40 yards away. Can I have some assistance, please?
Roger, 761. Further details, please. Over.
An old Ford Anglia has just pulled up outside chemist's. Registered number Alpha Delta Whiskey, 397 Golf. One man's still in the car, but the other's gone round the back. It looks like a break-in.
Assistance on the way, 761. Message timed at 2:46. Stand by.
If I edge along, the driver might not spot me. Steady. He's coming out. This is it. My God, second week out on my own, all I've got's a pair of handcuffs. Where's that assistance? Hurry up, for God's sake. Oh, my God. But I've got to.
Hey there. Stop. This is the police. Stop.
Change my mind, Sergeant.
Sir?
Drop me at the Ace of Spades. I'll deal with the girl. You go and see Judge Latimer.
Now, sir? 4 o'clock in the morning?
It'll be 1:30 when you get there. He'll understand. He's all right, he's Patrick Latimer. Should have a few more like him.
I get on all right with him in court.
Well, so do I. Except for that bank robbery.
The one at Arksley.
About the confession. Better for you to see him.
Membership card, please.
Warrant card, do.
Inspector Mackins. Chief Inspector now. Yes, it's Nick Barber.
Congratulations, Mr. Mackinson, and be our guest.
Didn't expect to see you working so soon, Nick. Been out, what?
Couple of weeks.
Night shift, too.
Nightclub's got to be on the night shift. Pays good.
And the perks, eh?
What perks?
Lasses.
Fine chance I get, I mean, here by the door.
They don't keep you stuck here all the time, do they? Like that one at Madame Tussaud's.
Son of who?
Never could keep your hands off them, could you, Nick?
Expect you've got your hobby, Inspector. Keeping rats or something?
Not keeping them, catching them.
Yours is rats, mine's birds.
Throw themselves at you, you once told me. You're like some sort of magnet, eh?
Just an ordinary human bloke, mate.
Yeah, what about that 13-year-old you had
here? Well, at least 17, Judge agreed. Very well developed, he said. Talk about getting a knife. One nearly fell off his perch.
Can you tell the truth about anything?
Fortune never forgot nothing, Mr. Mackinson.
And don't forget villains like you.
You've got it in for me, haven't you?
Till you decide to go straight. You've a Cathy Marsh works here. Croupier.
What's she done?
I want a quiet word, that's all.
Cathy's busy, plays like sardines tonight, and she's on commission.
Come on, Nick. I'll see her in the office. Hello.
What's it all about, Inspector? What do you want me for? I haven't done nothing.
Who said you had, Miss Marsh?
Well, I mean to say.
How long's Nick Barber worked here?
Oh, I don't know. A couple of weeks, maybe. Bouncer.
Be good at that. GBH in a pub last time I did him. And they all bent that work here.
Hey, what about me?
What about you, Cathy?
Cathy? You're getting a bit friendly, aren't you, Inspector?
No thanks. Not right now.
What's that supposed to mean?
Your boyfriend, Heath Latimer.
What about him?
You live with him.
I do not.
You did?
I did a lot of things.
When did it break up?
It was just a minute. Today's Thursday.
Friday.
It was last Tuesday. Tuesday morning.
What happened?
Hey, what is all this?
What happened, Cathy?
What's my private life got to do with anything?
It has to do with murder.
Murder? Well, bloody hell, but who?
Police officer. He was 20.
You don't think Keith? Not Keith, he wouldn't, I mean...
Well, how do you know if he weren't there?
I know Keith.
Where can I find him?
Search me.
Didn't he say where he was going?
Just blew. Upton off. We had a row, a big one.
Knocked you about, did he?
No, not that. It was okay at the beginning. But it went off. That's life, I guess. Keith's too serious for me. He's got problems.
Well, who hasn't?
Tell me yours, Inspector.
That card of Keith's is Anglia. It was used in the offence, and we know he's been at your houseboat.
Keith went off in it on Tuesday.
Well, he must have given some clue where he was going.
Go and ask that Iron Mighty old man of his, Judge Iron Mighty Bloody Latimer. Go and ask him.
Oh, we shall.
Bastard.
Well, what's the judge done to you, Cassie?
Bloody well serve him right, this.
Judge Latimer's a good guy.
Never did like me.
For cradle snatching.
Come off it, Inspector. I'm only 4 years older.
When did Keith start living with you?
Is all this necessary?
When?
About last August.
8 months.
Quick.
What did you do, apart from Social Security?
Keith wasn't on social. Not a penny the whole time. He made pots and things.
That shed near the board.
He's good at it. Clever with his hands.
Good. When he got done for cannabis in January last year, he said he was a property repairer.
He did do a bit of that. Liked to change it, Keith. Couldn't settle on one thing. You know.
Is he still on drugs?
Keith, how should I know?
In a bowl together.
I don't know anything about cannabis.
I'd like to look round that vault.
When?
Now.
I'm working.
Where's the key?
I just don't want to get involved.
Play ball with me, Cathy, and maybe I can drop you. Let's go, shall we? Or I shall miss my morning jog.
I thought you looked fit, Inspector.
You said murder, Sergeant Collins?
It's just that, with your son's car being used, we want to ask him about it.
There's no suggestion that Keith was in the car.
Two men. That's all we know yet, Judge. We found the car not far from the scene.
Well, I really don't know what to make of it. And being woken up like this...
Yeah, but we wouldn't do it normally.
Oh, there's no need to apologize. But at this time in the morning, it's even harder to grasp. I can't believe it, Keith. Well, he's like that. To run someone down deliberately. He's kind, he's gentle.
Well, Judge, let's hope he isn't involved. But he might give us a lead.
It was a chemist shop, you say?
They took all the drugs they could find. All the pills, the whole cabinet.
Well, I know what you must be thinking.
Chief Inspector Mackinson, he's in charge of the case.
Mackinson, I know him, don't I? That bank raid.
So the one at Arksley, yes, Mr. Mackinson was in there.
My son was prosecuted, you must know, Sergeant, for having cannabis not more than, about a year ago?
Mr. Mackinson was in that case as well.
Well, you're bound to connect that with the chemist.
Lots of youngsters try cannabis these days.
Well, that doesn't make it any less harmful.
I mean, they don't all go on to hard drugs.
I was very angry about it.
With you being on the bench, Mr. Latimer,
just that. Any father would be concerned and angry. It's the slippery slope.
When did you last see your son, Judge?
A week ago last Sunday. Yes, nearly a fortnight ago. He came here for a day.
With the young lady?
He was on his own. Oh, they were still friendly. Still are, as far as I know. Unfortunately.
So you had no idea he might be leaving the area?
No. No. None. None at all. Well, he'd have told me, rung me. There must have been something sudden.
If you do hear anything, sir, you'll let us know right away.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. That would be my duty, wouldn't it, Sergeant?
Bit lonely here on the river, isn't it, Cathy?
I can look after myself, Inspector. Plank. It's a bit narrow. Last week I nearly fell in.
Let me help with the door.
Thanks.
Easy to fall in. You wouldn't have a chance. No one to help. Doesn't it scare you?
That's life, my life. You learn to walk on the water in my job. Mind your head. You're tall. I'll put the light on.
Snug. Very.
I like it.
Double bed, eh?
And me not married.
You said you've been on your own since Tuesday morning.
It slides out. I couldn't be bothered to slide it back.
Is it difficult? It isn't.
I like a lot of room. I thrash around in bed. I couldn't be bothered. Honest. I don't go for housework. Keith did most of it.
Mind if I look around?
Got a search warrant, have you?
No.
I could stop you then.
You could try.
You aren't supposed to do things like that.
What's in this cupboard?
But you do, don't you?
You invited me.
Only cups and plates and things.
What about this tin?
That? Never seen that before.
I don't believe you.
It was Keith's.
Make up your mind, Cathy. And take a look, shall we? Well, well.
What?
If this isn't cannabis.
Never.
Surprise you, Cathy. You're in trouble now.
It was Keith's.
It's your boat. No one else lives on it. Or do they? Possessing this lot could get you 3 months. If you don't play ball. To the end of the game. Every move. Keith Latimer slept here last night, didn't he?
What if he did?
That's better. How did you get to the club tonight?
In the car, Keith's.
Keith took you?
Yeah.
What time?
9:30 we left here. I thought he was coming straight back.
Why the lies?
Didn't want to get involved. I mean, stands to reason.
Interfering with the course of justice? Could get you for that if I wanted.
But Keith, darling, have you seen what time it is?
Mother, I had to come.
You're in some sort of trouble.
I got a tip off. A friend of mine was listening to the police radio. They're after me.
The police? But what have you done?
Nothing.
Then why are they after you?
Oh, it's a burglary at a chemist. My car was used.
Somebody stole it?
Yeah. Well, I left it at the boat. Cathy and me, we fell out last Tuesday, three days ago, so I left. My car was still there. It wouldn't run. The clutch had gone.
Where did you go when you left that girl?
To a friend's house.
Well, he can give you an alibi.
Well, no.
Who is the friend?
I can't explain it now, Mother. It's too complicated.
What's supposed to have happened at this burglary?
Oh, some drugs got stolen.
But not you. You had nothing to do...
I swear I had nothing whatever to do with it, Mother.
Well, the fact that it was your car doesn't prove anything.
Yes, but you know what the police are? If they don't have the evidence, they fix you with it. They did that with me.
But you had been smoking cannabis, you told me.
Okay, and they knew, but when they couldn't find any, they planted it. They'll do it for cannabis, they'll do it for murder.
You didn't say.
I wasn't going to tell you.
Oh, Keith.
The copper got run over.
By your car?
That's what they say.
Darling, you should have told me.
I didn't want to upset you.
Oh, darling, you poor darling. Your father doesn't know about this.
No, I came straight to you.
You were right. Don't tell him. He's bound to give you the wrong advice. He'd want you to go and give yourself up. You know what he is. He'll go all pompous. It won't make any difference that you're his flesh and blood. He'll be cold and callous about it.
Dad isn't cold and callous.
I happen to know a bit more about him than you do, Keith. He turned us out.
He did say there was somebody else.
Your father's a lawyer. They twist things, lawyers. They're worse than policemen. They don't know the first thing about truth. They don't want to know. They twist words to make them say what they want them to say. Your father wasn't fair. He wasn't fair to either of us.
He said he discovered you with his friend.
How can I possibly explain it to you, Keith? This isn't the time anyway. I never have been able to talk to you about things like that. We're too close. But what happened between your father and me? It wasn't all my fault.
I remember Dad coming to school to tell me that Sunday. I've been expecting both of you. I thought you must be ill. But when he told me, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't take it in. Just sat there in his car, staring at him, and him not daring to look at me. A hole seemed to open up inside me. A great, big, gaping hole. I had to choose between you.
You chose me.
The hardest decision of my life. For nights, I couldn't sleep. I just lay there on that hard bed, going over it all. I couldn't concentrate anymore. I've been enjoying the work for A-levels, but I suddenly lost it all. I just had no more go. I lost myself.
There was no need to break things up. Your father and I could have gone on.
What would I be doing now? At university? I shall never know. I should have had some qualifications.
You're still only 21.
Stepfather isn't coming down, is he?
I wish you'd call him Bob.
I can't. I just can't. I'll call him Mr. Lunt if he wants.
Now, where would I be without him?
I hear he's got a Rolls Royce.
It's one he took in part exchange when he sailed a new Merc.
Look, don't tell him why I'm here.
But he could advise
you. No, thank you.
Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Is there something wrong?
Not really.
It's 6:05.
I had to speak to my mother.
There are no secrets between your mother and me.
Later, Bob. You'll know later.
I've done my best to get on with you, Keith. I can understand your attitude in a way, but I've tried to do right by your mother and you.
It's all right, Bob. Don't worry.
If there is anything I can do to help with whatever it is, I'll be glad to.
Thanks.
How's that car going that I got for you?
The clutch went.
I can soon have that fixed.
Somebody's already fixed it. Must have.
I hope it isn't inconvenient, Judge.
I was only doing the crossword, John. Nothing else of importance till I sit at 10:30. In any case, the senior presiding judge can always find time to see the circuit administrator.
Harry Fenby's just rung.
Chief Constable.
He thought we ought to know a policeman was run over and killed last night.
Oh, dear. How very sad.
They want to interview Judge Latimer's son.
Patrick Latimer's son? Oh, my God.
I'm afraid so. It's terrible news.
How do you know, John? It doesn't really surprise me.
No?
Before Latimer was appointed, I told them in London about that son of his, but they wouldn't listen.
It's not certain who were actually involved, but it was young Latimer's car.
I can see the headlines. Judge's son on murder rap. That's what they say, isn't it? Murder rap.
Isn't that American?
Like most things these days. It was a mistake ever to consider him for the bench. What with his divorce and that son of his. Wrong background.
Patrick's been a good judge.
That's only part of it. But I'd better see him. Is he in his room? Get him to come and see me, will you, John, right away? Patrick, my dear chap, I've just heard about that business last night.
News travels fast on the North Midland Circuit.
It's a damn shame. Must be very distressing for you, Patrick.
Yes, Judge.
How old is he now?
Keith, 21.
Ah, grown up. You're not responsible.
Responsible for what, Judge?
Well, for what he does.
Aren't all parents responsible for their children?
In one sense.
We make them, and we make them what they are. Children are reflections of their parents. Can't you see that with your children, Judge?
I have been very fortunate.
So have I. I'm very proud of Keith.
It's going to be very difficult for you, Patrick. And I've no wish to add to, well, what you must feel as a father. But you'll understand that just as you have responsibilities, so have I. I have to preside over this great circuit of ours. The circuit that bred both of us.
Judge, I'm not sure what you're trying to tell me.
Can I have your word, Patrick, that you will not say or do anything to, to tarnish the image?
Tarnish the image? Judge, how can you sit there and lecture me about tarnishing the image?
I know it's hard for you, Patrick. Very hard. But you really must keep your head over this.
Have you ever known me lose my head over anything?
You have never been faced with anything
quite... I don't need lectures from anybody.
I detect a note of defiance.
How long have you known me, Judge? When have I ever defied anybody? Anybody set over me? At Uppingham, Cambridge, the bar, as leader of the circuit, circuit judge? Have I ever once stepped out of line?
I didn't know you before you came to the bar.
Did anyone ever call me an outsider?
No.
Then for goodness sake, Judge...
Patrick, I'm sure you're right, and I'm glad to have your confirmation. That is why I sent for you. Not that I had any fears. I'm glad you're going to keep right out of this unfortunate business. You must do and say absolutely nothing. And let the authorities deal with the whole thing.
I didn't say I could do all that, Judge.
We needn't sit at 10:30 if you don't feel like it, Judge.
Oh, it'll be all right, Mrs. Bladen. But this has bowled me over a bit.
It's bound to.
I don't know what's the best thing to do. Only I could find Keith. But I've been told by my boss, area manager, call Mr. Justice Harriard what you like, that I must do absolutely nothing.
It would be best to speak to your son first.
Before the police?
They get very angry when this happens to one of them.
Well, you don't mean that... Well, violence, do you mean?
No. But they have means. We see it often, don't we?
In case after case, the police get accused. Defendants have to. They make a full confession, and then they realize it's the main evidence against them. To get out of it, they have to talk about dirty tricks.
Well, don't you think it's true sometimes, Judge?
True? What?
The police do put the pressure on. That bank robbery at Hawksley, the defendant had some bruises. Nobody could explain them.
The sergeant mentioned it this morning. It was Mackinson, and he's in charge of this case.
Well, then.
Oh, but Mackinson wouldn't. I don't believe he would.
Even so, it might be better to find Keith before they do.
Yes, I could at least talk to him. Bill Halyard couldn't object to that, surely, talking to my own son, if I can find him.
Would his mother know?
She might. They're very close. Yes, I'll try. Keith may be with her. He sees her quite often.
But what sort of reception she will give me, Mary?
Who's that?
Patrick.
Oh. Yes?
Have you seen Keith lately?
Why?
I want to see him urgently.
Sorry, but I can't help you, Patrick.
You haven't seen him?
Not recently.
Are you sure?
Are you calling me a liar again?
I haven't the evidence to do that.
Ah. How typically proper.
Keith is in trouble.
How can you help him?
You do know Mary, and you have seen him.
Ah.
Mary never was a good liar. She knows all about it and where Keith is. Just a minute. I think I know, too. Ireland.
Ireland?
Mary has a cottage in West Cork. I handed it over as part of the settlement. 10-1, Keith's there.
Is there any way of finding out?
Only by going. There's no phone, no neighbours.
Well, then.
It's Saturday tomorrow. There'll be a flight from Manchester in the morning. Could you ring and book a seat?
One seat, yes.
Unless you, Mrs. Bladen, I could do with some assistance.
If I could assist, I've never been to Ireland.
There's no one at home you have to think about?
No, I live on my own.
Right. We'd better order a hire car for the other end.
This is your captain speaking. We're about to begin our descent and expect to land at Cork Airport on time. Thank you.
I've often thought of Ireland for a holiday.
Well, you'll see it soon when we go down through that cotton wool. It's peaceful and unspoilt and relaxing, and the people are charming without trying to be. You can always have a beach to yourself, and the scenery is the finest in Europe.
You don't work for the Irish Tourism Board as a sideline.
There is a snag. The weather. Now, if they had weather like Spain, tourists would have sunk their island long ago. Oh, another gin?
No, thank you, Judge.
Oh, forgive me, but it might be better, don't you think, if you didn't call me Judge, not over there. They have a few extremists.
Three snags?
Theoretically.
I'll call you Mr. Latimer.
That's a bit, it's a bit formal. Why not Patrick? They'll think I have Irish blood.
Have you?
We don't delve too far back in my family. My grandfather paid someone to trace the tree, and soon he was paying hush money, too.
Didn't an Archbishop Latimer get burned at the stake?
We are a stubborn lot. I personally would say what they wanted me to and tell them to fetch the fire extinguisher.
I doubt that, Patrick.
So that's what you think, Mrs. Bladen.
It would be a bit ridiculous, me calling you Patrick and you calling me...
Eileen, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, we both have Irish names. How very appropriate.
Suppose Keith isn't there.
He must be. He has to be. But if he isn't, it won't be wasted. Not entirely.
I'm not sure Keith Latimer was one of them, sir.
I am, Sergeant.
It doesn't seem the time.
When they get on drugs...
So no one says he's still on cannabis.
They don't smoke it under everybody's nose.
I never met him myself, but mentioned burglary and running over a copper. The folk don't believe that Keith could...
He was in that car. His car. I'm sure he was. He got his girlfriend's statement signed. He was driving that Anglia about 5 hours before the break-in. And he's a druggie. And as soon as it's done, he abandons his car and makes for some rabbit hole like a hungry stork was after him. How could he know we were looking for him if he's in the clear?
I see all that, Mr. Mackinson.
When we get Keith, he'll tell us who the other bloke is if I have to get it out of him with an excavator.
I never met the lad myself, but they all say he's a really good bloke.
So was Eric Yarnold. One of my best coppers. He was going right to the top, was that lad? Right. Known his mother for years. He lived in the next street. That's me that persuaded him to join. Told him he'd be where I am now by the time I got a chief's job. And for a few filthy drugs. Bang. All over. I hate him all, Sergeant. But them that knock off coppers like Yarn...
But, the judge's son, it doesn't add up.
Everything adds up these days. I don't trust any man or woman. I've seen too much. Look, Sergeant, somebody knows where Keith Latimer is. They're hiding him. They must be. He's got to be found today.
We've checked all his known acquaintances.
Have you seen his father again?
He's gone away for the weekend. That's all the man next door says. Major Bedworth. He's feeding the cat.
Gone where?
Ireland.
Why the hell didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't think there was anything. I mean, he's a judge.
He's also a father. Did he fly?
I think so.
Dublin or Cork? Or Belfast?
I don't know, sir.
Get me the Belfast police, then Dublin. Garda, they call themselves there.
What was that last place, Patrick?
Ross Carberry.
The names are as beautiful as the places.
Clonakilty, Court McSherry, Timoleague, Glendore. Oh, I'll take you to Glendore. A sailor's paradise. We used to sail our dinghy there. Ah, this is the length of the cottage.
We're going up there.
The last 5 years haven't made it any smoother. The farmer brings his cows up here.
Don't catch the exhaust.
It used to be a farmhouse. You'll see it in a minute. There are apple trees in the garden and a view of the lake. We sailed a boat there. We never knew who owned it, but nobody objected. In England, there'd be barbed wire and notices. Ah, here's the cottage.
Oh. Whose is the car?
A Porsche, one of the latest. Can't be Keith's.
Is that Keith playing?
He does play.
Then he is here.
Looks like it.
Why doesn't he come to the door?
I don't understand. What is going on in there?
Is the door locked?
Yes. Yes, it is.
You think he's seen us and doesn't want to let us in?
He'd let me in. Oh.
What do you want? There is no person here.
Excuse me, but we're looking for Keith Latimer.
I only am here.
He is staying here, is he?
I do not know such a person.
Do you mind telling us who you are?
I am Birgit.
This cottage, it belongs to a friend of ours. Have you rented it?
That is correct, Mr...
Latimer, Patrick Latimer.
Ah.
Who is the owner?
You said he is your friend, Mr. Latimer. Have you also rented this house?
No.
I do not know, then, why you are here.
Are you sure you haven't seen Mr. Latimer's son, Keith?
If you can describe this man...
21, tall, broad shoulders, dark hair, rather long.
A black leather jacket?
Yes, he has one.
If you will please come back in 1 hour, it is possible that I find this man for you.
But I'd like to know why you...
No more questions, please. Come back in 1 hour.
Eileen, I've no idea who she can be.
She seemed to think a man owns the cottage.
Oh, she was playing for time.
A good-looking girl?
In a Germanic sort of way.
Good looks don't have front ears.
How old would you say?
Oh, 28.
Keith seems to go for elder women.
There's no proof she even knows him, Patrick.
He has a certain vulnerability. Women seem to like that.
The maternal thing.
You happy, Eileen?
At this moment?
Yes.
I like this little harbour. Idyllic. Does the sun always shine?
You can fish, sail, swim, drink. It has everything. There's even a tiny church up there. You can look out over the bay as you pray.
Did you?
I once went to a flower festival. That's the nearest I get to believing these days.
So you lost it too. Must be nice to believe.
Comforting.
It's a pity we can't go for a sail.
Oh, we had this small wooden boat, like a rowing boat. Keith did learn to row with it. It also had a sail, just one. You slotted the mast end through the hole, put the rudder in, and away. Even I could manage it. Clumsy, impractical me. It didn't go very fast. But the slap of the waves as it caught the wind, the quiet, eager movement across the clear water.
Patrick, you're a poet. Will you fish from it?
If you hit a shoal, you could put down a line with five feathers on and pull out five heaving mackerel. We used to smoke them over a fire by that rock. With a glass of lager under the Gulf Stream sun.
Happy days.
And then suddenly, without warning, I found her with my friend.
You'd have been happy till then.
I thought so. But when that happened, I realized it had been a sham for years, shell. I had nothing to compare it with. Mary was my first girlfriend, and our parents were friends. Yeah, but it was partly my fault. I mean, the breakup. I worked too hard, stayed in chambers till late, working on briefs.
Well, that shouldn't be enough to... She can't have been right for you. I wasn't right for my husband.
I should have shopped around. I believe they do that nowadays.
I believe so.
But you're nearer Keith's generation.
I'm 31. Is the hour up?
An hour and a half.
Sorry I wasn't here, Dad.
Keith, who was that woman?
Anna.
Oh, she said her name was...
Birgit.
Did she?
Why should she?
Oh, Anna's a bit unpredictable.
Well, she must know her own name. But what was she doing here?
Playing the piano.
Where does she live?
Cork City and Hamburg. Her husband owns factories and houses in both places.
Cork's about 40 miles from here.
Yeah, Anna brings her two kids on holiday here in the summer. And at times like today, when she feels depressed, she drives down here. Well, for a bit of a burn-up on the way, for one thing, blow it out of her system.
You know her husband?
Carl? Oh, yes.
Where are the children?
With the nanny. Do I have to be interrogated?
The police want to. That's presumably why you came here.
I needed time to think.
Keith, were you involved in that affair at the chemist's?
No. In no way. I know nothing whatever about it.
Look at me, Keith. Do you give me your solemn word?
Yes. Yes.
Then where were you when it happened?
I can't say.
But why not?
I can't.
But why not, Keith?
I'm innocent. I swear I am. Dad, you don't believe me.
I do. I must. But why can't you say
where?
There
is a reason.
And why run away?
It isn't as easy as that, Dad.
Your car, Keith, the Anglia, how did that come to be used?
I left it at the boat. The clutch, I couldn't afford to fix it. It was at the boat when I left on Tuesday, when Kathy and I split up.
Keith, if you don't go back immediately, it's bound to look as though you're guilty.
I need time.
You could have come to me.
I knew what you'd say, Dad.
Your father knows what's best. It's his job.
What's best for people like me? That isn't his job.
Well, you're making me out to be some sort of inhuman.
No, Dad, I'm not. But you've never been in my position. You've never been arrested. I have.
The cannabis?
Mackinson fitted me up. He couldn't prove it, so he fitted me up. He's bent like a lot of them. You don't see it from our end, the receiving end. In court, the fuzz are different there. They're nice and polite and respectable.
Oh, don't tell me they're all bent.
If I go back, Mackinson will fit me up.
Keith, I just don't believe that in a case like this, any case, that a detective chief inspector would do...
It's the bent ones that get to the top!
It is often suggested, mainly by experienced criminals. But how often it actually happens...
The police won't stop looking for you, Keith.
No, they'll be on to Interpol.
I speak some Spanish.
South America?
And what sort of life would that be?
I'll survive. There are ways.
The best way is to face it and deal with it.
Look, if I'm out of the way and there's no trial, it'd be easier for you, Dad.
You may never be tried. They have to find evidence.
Or manufacture it.
Oh, Keith, you're becoming paranoid.
Running away can't be the answer.
If I set foot back there, they'd pounce on me and take me apart. They'd grill me and roast me and fry me alive.
The police will question you. It's their duty with anyone who can help their inquiries.
Inquiries, Dad, that's their language. Look, I'm not blaming you. I know it must be hard for you to see it as we see it.
Who are we?
Us, the others. The ones the law are out to get.
The powers of the police are not unlimited, you know.
Dad, sitting up there all dressed up in your wig and whatnot, how can you possibly understand? Now, all your life you've been part of them. The ones who own it all and run it all and decide it all.
You don't have confidence in the system, do you, Keith?
Right.
It doesn't always get the wrong answer. It usually gets the right one.
Keith, I tell you what I'll do. Come back with us, and I'll see the police myself and tell them I have to be there when you're interviewed.
There.
If I refuse to go, will you tell them where I am?
Well, I did say I'd let them know if I had anything.
Do come, Keith.
I will go back.
Good.
But not with you. There's something I have to do first. Tell Mackinson I'll be at police headquarters at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
And I'll be there too.
Your Mr. Mackinson must be the fittest man in the force.
I try to keep up with him, Mrs. Bannercliff.
Times he comes in here. It keeps us going almost. Just look at him. Like a great porpoise.
Yeah.
Glad he isn't my boss, Mr. Collins.
No comment.
Hasn't seen you yet. Got his mind on his record. What does he think he's trying on? Record? His only him goes in for it. Beating himself, he is.
I'll grab him when he gets to this end.
Mind he doesn't pull you in.
He won't do that.
What I hear about him, Mr. Collins.
excuse me, Mr. Mackinson.
What do you want, Sergeant?
Something urgent, Mr. Mackinson.
Blast. Only another seven.
I'll get back, then.
Well, Sergeant.
Judge Latimer's just called in. Wanted to see you. He's found his son.
Where?
Ireland.
I was right.
He's got Keith to come in to see you today, 5 o'clock. The judge says he wants to be there when we question him.
Oh, does he?
I said you'd have to decide.
I'll think about it. What time is it?
1:45. Is this your town, sir?
Thanks. We'll get dumb old lad of Keith with his old man there. I'll go and get dressed. I want that Keith Latimer, and I want him now. I don't care if his father's the Lord Chief Justice. Makes no difference to me.
I know it's Sunday and all that, Patrick, but I had to see you. Hope you understand.
When the call comes.
What's this about you rampaging round Southern Ireland?
Rampaging?
Yes, the Minister of Justice in Dublin were on to London. They were afraid you might get kidnapped. You do happen to be an English judge. And why did you go?
To find my son.
You went with a young woman.
Oh, is there some sort of KGB operating on this circuit?
Didn't I tell you quite distinctly, Patrick, not to get involved?
I found my son. He agreed to come back.
Leave it, I said. Leave it to the authorities, the police.
I did their job for them.
It simply will not do.
They should be grateful.
The Lord Chancellor's people agree with me.
Doesn't surprise me.
They have asked for your assurance that you will take no further step of any kind to involve yourself in this.
But, Judge, I am involved. Keith is my
no
son.
No need to raise your voice, Patrick.
My only child.
Emotion won't help.
How can you, Judge? Don't you have any feelings?
I take a more detached view.
Oh, no doubt about that.
What do you mean, Patrick?
Well, you're telling me to take no step whatever to protect my own son.
Get a good solicitor.
I promised Keith that if he'd go to the police, I'd be there when they interviewed him.
Oh, Patrick. Disastrous.
Why?
Absolutely disastrous. You know as well as anybody. If there's any dispute about what happened, you could find yourself giving evidence at the trial. Before me, perhaps. And what would the media make of that?
I have to do what is right. As a father.
Get a solicitor, as any other father would. Do you have to be different, Patrick?
It can't be right to break a promise. Keith's been through enough in the last few years. He needs me. And at 5 o'clock, I shall be there.
We all think very highly of you, Patrick. Please don't do anything rash. Don't make your position on the bench untenable.
You should have stayed in Ireland, Keith.
I think he was right to come back.
Bob!
What Dad said, it made sense.
Your father, he can talk his way round anybody.
Sometimes, Mother, you are a bit unfair to him.
Yes.
Don't say even you're against me, Bob. Who can that be?
I'll go.
It could be Patrick.
He's bound to be worried.
I'm meeting Dad at 5 o'clock. There's 2 hours yet.
Unless something's gone wrong.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time in my life. Oh, I was trying to get back, put the brakes on. I was trying to put it all together. I'd broken with Kathy. I was starting again.
You'll come through, darling.
And there's a Detective Sergeant Collins.
The police here?
Keith Latimer.
Yes?
I have a warrant for your arrest.
Oh, no, that's impossible.
There's been a mistake.
I must ask you to come along as well, Mr. Luntz.
Me? What's he going to do with me?
We want to ask you about a car you sold to Mr. Latimer. a Ford Anglia.
Now, Mr. Latimer, you know you're under caution.
Mr. Mackinson, I thought my father was going to be here.
Oh, yes?
It was the condition when I said I'd come back.
Well, nobody made any conditions with me.
A definite condition. Sergeant Collins knows, don't you?
Judge Latimer did say he wanted to be here, sir.
Oh, then go and ring him, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
If he wants to be here, that's all right. Let's be fair about it.
And there was no need to arrest me, either.
Oh, sorry if it upset you, Mr. Latimer.
Well, I was coming here at 5 o'clock, you know I was.
A suspect in a murder inquiry had gone missing. Been abroad, it turns out. Could I just sit back and wait till he came to me?
Upset my mother.
Oh, I never like upsetting mothers. I've got one myself. And I had to see P.C. Yarnall's mother only yesterday. Very upset she was. Stays in bed all day. Can hardly speak. Only son gone.
It wasn't me.
No.
We'll wait till my father gets here.
Why did you go to Ireland, Mr. Latimer?
I'm not obliged to answer.
Oh, judge's rules.
You told me, Chief Inspector, not obliged to answer any questions.
You're quite right.
So until my father gets here...
What harm can there be in telling me why you went? Unless you've something to hide.
I've got nothing to hide.
Well, then.
I went so I could think things over.
What things?
My position.
You said it wasn't you.
Yes, for that cannabis case. I mean, I didn't do that, so you fitted me up. You know you did.
I shall only bring that into this case if I have to.
How?
Well, whoever did the chemists were after drugs. And there's evidence you're still on cannabis.
No reply from Judge Latimer's number, sir.
Oh, pity.
What number did you ring?
His home.
What number?
Well, the girl got it.
It's ex-directory.
Oh, Keith, dearie me, you have got a suspicious mind. No numbers are ex-directory to us.
Then no more questions.
Where is your father?
I don't know.
Wait an hour and a half and just twiddle our thumbs and look at our watches.
There's no hurry.
One of my constables gets murdered and there's no hurry to find out who did it.
Look, you won't get anything out of me.
Because you're going to keep your mouth shut.
Because I didn't do it.
Well, then let's try and eliminate
you. Look, you've got no evidence. You've got no fingerprints at the shop.
You wore gloves, did you, Mr. Latimer?
I was not there. Well,
then how do you know if there are any fingerprints?
Mine can't be there.
Your prints are on the car.
It was my car.
And there's a witness who says you were in it in the centre of the town not long before the offence.
He's a liar.
Well, the jury will decide that, if necessary. But it'd suit me if he never got to that. I have a lot of respect for your old man. A good judge. Should have more like him. Well, if I could drop this against you right now, I'd jump at it. Where were you at 2:45 on Friday morning?
Nowhere near that chemist's.
There must be all sorts of places where you weren't. We could go on listing them for ages. There's only one place where you were. You can't have forgotten.
Who said I had?
Ah, daylight. A tiny chink of daylight, Sergeant. It's peeping through.
Is all this on the record?
We're not having a tea party for Oxfam. Any time you'd like a cup, though, we'll put the kettle on here, Sergeant.
I've filled it. I wanted to switch it on.
You're not taking notes, either of you.
Oh, we do that later.
How?
We'll sit down together.
Yeah, but how can you remember?
Oh, we train.
I've done it every day for years.
You get it word for word?
Near enough.
All this?
Why not?
I shan't have any notes.
You want some writing paper, Mr. Latimer?
Want me to ask?
Shall I see your notes?
If you get prosecuted.
Our evidence will be served on you.
When?
Well, it could be weeks.
It takes time.
What a system. We didn't invent it, did we, Sergeant?
Not the police.
The judges. They invented it.
The judges' rules.
Ask your dad about it sometime.
I'm not saying another word till he gets here.
Go and switch that kettle on, Sergeant. It's going to be a long job, is this? You remember that chap we had in here for 4 days?
Oh, don't remind me, sir.
Yeah, it was worse for the punter. We took it in relays.
Didn't he get any sleep?
Oh, it was all done according to the rules. There's a bed through there.
Blankets? Pillow? Quite comfy.
Now, Keith Latimer, where were you at 2:45 a.m. last Friday?
Sorry to come without warning, Eileen.
Well, come in.
I want to stay long, I promise.
That's all right.
Oh, Kathleen Ferrier.
I'll turn her off.
I like her. So clear and straight. So true.
Can I get you anything? Tea?
No, thanks. Well, I've just been to see Mr. Justice Halyard.
On a Sunday?
He's heard I went to Ireland.
With me?
Oh, you're not as notorious as I am.
Not yet.
Halyard's given me another warning about getting involved.
And at 5 o'clock, you're due to...
I could be sacked.
Not sacked.
Lord Chancellor could do it. Stroke of his pen.
That would be hard.
Halyard told me to send a solicitor.
It's after 4 o'clock now.
Well, the police can say no even to a solicitor if they think it might hinder their inquiries.
Mackinson would.
What's Keith going to think? I've trapped him. He'd be entirely on his own. And how can I desert him now?
Oh, it is difficult.
I feel I'm being sucked deeper and deeper in. Keith and I might both go under, like some lugubrious Greek tragedy.
More pessimism?
I don't see much to laugh at right now.
No, I haven't for a long time, but I managed the odd chuckle.
You know, I've been thinking about Halyard. Mr. Justice Halyard, the senior presiding judge of the North Midland Circuit. How splendid he looks in his scarlet enamel. How pompously he presides. How self-assured as he lays down the law. In many ways, he embodies it. A man of great influence, great power. He makes and breaks other men. I've always had respect for William Ernest Grantley Halyard. Looked up to him. Oh, yeah. I've been taken in, dazzled, fooled like everybody else. The manner, the assurance, the background, the bearing. They've taken me in. But I've begun to think about the man. Underneath it all, what is he? What does he amount to? What is there left when you disrobe him and boil him down? And narrow and mean and selfish and blinkered little man.
You're exaggerating, Patrick.
Halyard's main concern is to make things easy for himself. He doesn't want any trouble. If anybody under him stepped out of line, that would mean trouble. It would imperil his prospects of promotion. Limited and blinkered as he is, he does expect promotion. And the powers that be are limited and blinkered enough to give it to him. They're only Halyards who've climbed and crawled a bit further up that same tree.
It's a bit jaundiced. Don't you want promotion, Patrick?
Oh, I was happy, perfectly happy, doing a job I could do and liked doing. I was content with it. And now it's turning sour. I'm even threatened with the Order of the Boot.
Oh, excuse me. Eileen Bladen?
This is Mary Lunt. Is Judge Latimer there?
Oh, yes. Yes, he is. It's for you, Patrick. Mary.
Well, not mine. But how on earth did... Hello?
What the hell's going on, Patrick?
Oh, what do you mean, Mary?
I've been trying to get you for ages. Had to ring about 15 different people. Keith's been arrested.
What?
They came here about half an hour ago and took him to the police station.
Well, they can't have.
They bloody have. I was here. What sort of a father are you, Patrick Latimer? Stab your own son in the back.
I'm very sorry, Judge Latimer, but Mr. Mackinson says he can't possibly see you at the moment.
You are interviewing my son.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant Collins, did I not tell you distinctly that Keith was coming here on the strict understanding...
All
that...
I could do was to pass it on, sir.
This is disgraceful.
And I did.
Kindly tell Chief Inspector Mackinson that if I am not allowed into that room in the next 10 minutes, I shall go straight to the Chief Constable, wherever he is.
Come on, Keith, I want the truth, the whole truth.
Mr. Mackinson, I've told you time after time after time.
You told us a lot of lies.
I've had enough of this, I really have.
What was the cause of the quarrel when you left Cathy Marsh?
People are splitting up all the time.
And what do you feel about her now?
We had some good times, but it died.
Is she truthful?
As truthful as most people.
She's the one who says you were driving your car on Thursday evening.
She's lying.
Why should she?
She is lying, 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 I tell you.
You took her to work at 9:30.
I was nowhere near.
Okay, you split up, but why should she lie?
Find anyone who saw me at the boat after Tuesday.
Cathy, and there are other people who saw your car there.
Well, it was there, but it wouldn't run. Someone must have repaired it.
You're a practical person.
I couldn't afford it.
Did Cathy repair it?
Never.
If you were smart, there's a very simple way out, you know. You never meant to run over that copper. You're in a great big hurry to get away. It wasn't deliberate. You tried to miss him, but he got in the way. It was an accident.
I was never in that car.
Keith, if you don't want to help yourself, okay. But it's you that'll rot inside. But just think, just get that grey matter turned over. If you deny being there and the jury believe you were, what are they going to think? That it was deliberate, and that's why you say you weren't there.
It's no use. I can't think straight.
Another cuppa.
Just leave me alone, please, Mr. Mackinson.
I have a word with you, sir.
Sure you wouldn't like another cup, Keith?
No.
Whatever you do.
Judge Latimer's here, sir. Says if you won't let him in, he's going to the chief constable.
Oh, I'll go and have a word. You carry on here. He's nearly ready.
Very good, sir.
Is this the relay system? I'm trying that now. Well, it won't work.
Mr. Mackinson's been called away.
My father's here, isn't he? Isn't he, Sergeant?
Yes, Mr. Latimer, he is.
And he wants to see me.
Well, like any father. But yours wouldn't expect favours, would he? Not your father.
Sergeant Collins, please. You're a reasonable man. How long do I have to put up with this?
Depends on you, Mr. Latimer.
Don't I have any rights?
Why won't you tell us everything? And that's all we want. The truth. We want to know what happened.
He's a hard man.
He doesn't give up. Mr. Mackinson never gives up.
So very, very hard.
He can be a bit hard sometimes, but you've got to see it how he sees it. P.C. Yarnold, he'd worked with him. He was one of our bright young men.
They tell you don't have to say anything. Not anything at all, not one word. And then they go on till you say what they want you to say. Why did I come back?
Cigarette?
I don't. Let me talk to my father, please.
Do you know what I think, Keith? I don't think you can remember what you were doing on Thursday night. That's why you won't say. You can't, because you don't remember. Yeah, I've been hitting the bottle a bit lately. As well as the pot.
Oh.
I think you were stoned out of your mind. You don't remember much about Thursday. And you're telling yourself it couldn't be you because you wouldn't do a thing like that. And you wouldn't. I've been observing you, Keith. Keeping you under observation. You're not a vicious type. You couldn't run anybody down. Not deliberately. No, never. Not you. It was the other bloke. The one that was with you. He was the driver. It was his idea. He wanted to borrow the car. You just went along. You just sat there. He never got out. Never did a thing, but just sat there. Well, that doesn't make you guilty. Now, you put us on to that other bloke, and we might let you out of it altogether. Except for the burglary, maybe, but what would you get for that? Probation?
Can you get me an aspirin?
Easy.
I'm all confused.
Now don't you try and cover up for the other bloke, Keith. You look after number one. That's my advice.
Stop the car, will you, Patrick?
What?
Do you mind stopping the car for a minute, please? I want to talk to you. I know it's nothing to do with me. Not directly. It's your affair. But though I don't know you very well...
No?
Not as a person. As a judge, yes. I don't want you to do anything you might regret. It seems ridiculous, me telling you. I wouldn't have dreamed of telling you before Friday.
You wouldn't have been in my car going up the moors.
In search of the chief constable. No, I wouldn't. But here I am. And I do happen to care. Well, just a bit. What you might be heading for.
You don't want me to see the chief constable.
Don't burn your boats. You've had two warnings now from him.
The man who plays God on the North Midlands circuit. I've thought about it, Eileen. But,
You're going on.
Eileen, I've had a few crises in my life, not all that many, but each time I've pondered over them, thought about what to do. On my own, usually, I don't seem to have friends close enough to share these things.
You don't have to listen to me.
In each of these crises, in the end, I've been driven to, well, feeling there was only one solution. There was one way I had to go. Almost a religious feeling.
What does a judge do who's been sacked? Become a priest?
Theoretically, go back to the bar.
Who would want to brief an ex-judge who got the sack?
There'd be problems.
And no pension.
I could go to live in Ireland.
Grow potatoes.
Some sort of roots. Now, how could I face Keith, look him in the eye and say, sorry, old chap, I've thought about it and I've decided I can't stand by you. It could cost me my job. I couldn't do that, I mean.
In a way, I'm glad.
Well, we can't be far off now. It's somewhere here where they fly them.
It's a strange hobby, model aeroplanes for a chief constable.
It's his son's. Well, the chief may enjoy it.
More than his son.
Does happen.
Those cars over there.
That's where they'll be.
Oh, I can see one.
Where?
Up there in the sky.
Oh, I'll open the window.
The things they can do, these little planes.
Mm. There's another on the ground.
There aren't many kids about, mostly men.
Oh, they make them. Then they make them fly. Must be very satisfying. Too clever for me.
How did they make them loop the loop?
Radio control.
Oh, I see.
Well, did you think they had little men inside? I say, that's the chief constable over there with the boy. I'd better go and have a word.
Shall I stay here?
Better, yes. I think so.
I thought you'd be coming, Judge.
How could you?
I keep in touch. All the time when there's something like this on. Personal radio. I have to know what's happening. Careful, Jamie. Keep it higher.
I've been let down, Mr. Fenby. Badly.
According to the version I have, Judge, my men are doing no more than their duty. I understand your feelings.
I've always had a high regard for the police.
I had a full report about the Eric Beaker case. 8 years. Now, sentences like that and what you said, they do a lot for morale.
But Chief Inspector Mackinson appears to have a certain reputation.
One of the best detectives in the county. No, Jamie, you'll crash it. Higher! Mackinson has a high regard for you, Judge.
I can't say that about him. Not now.
With all due respect, Judge, it isn't easy to be objective when one's son is involved. We're all very sorry. We'd rather it was some other father's son.
I have a right to be present at the interview.
A right, Judge. With respect, your son isn't a juvenile.
Well, why does Mackinson want to keep me out?
He's following procedure.
You approve?
I never interfere, unless there's some definite reason. It'd make my officer's work impossible.
He's trying to force a confession.
Have you evidence for that, Judge?
What other conclusion?
Getting at the truth to put before the court. That's our job, as you know, Judge.
I also know you have no right to hold Keith without charging him. I shall apply for a writ of habeas corpus.
Mr. Justice Halyard, he'd take it, wouldn't he?
Why do you mention him?
He's the only High Court judge here.
You feel confident, don't you?
If you wish to apply tomorrow morning, I'm sure it can be arranged. Watch it, Jimmy.
But by then, you'll have got what you want. Is that it?
We want to know all we can about this sad affair. And it is a sad affair, Judge. Not only for you and your family.
Keith is my family.
It's sad for him and for others, too.
The truth will come out, Mr. Fenby.
That's all we ever want.
About the way I've been treated and Keith. It will all come out. If I have to go into the witness box...
That will be your right, Judge, like any other father.
Oh, you're so complacent.
We must all remain calm, wherever our sympathies lie. And I have a great deal for you, Judge.
You won't get away with it, Mr. Fenby.
I thought it was about time. Glide it down, Jamie. Careful. Don't stall it. That's the way. Hannah, put her nose down. Here, let me help. That's better. He needs a guiding hand at times, does Jamie?
You're making it worse and worse for your old man, Keith.
What? What's that what you say?
Don't go to sleep.
You've a bed through there.
When we've finished. Won't take long. As soon as you've made your statement.
What statement?
Got the form there, have you, Sergeant?
It's here, sir.
I didn't say anything about his statement.
It won't take long, Keith.
Look, I want a solicitor. Just get me a solicitor.
No.
Why?
It's my discretion, and I say no, not at this stage.
Oh, let me sleep. Just let me get some sleep. I'm so tired.
Give me that jug.
No, sir!
There!
No,
you bastard!
I'm trying to wake you up.
I'll complain.
Do that.
I will, I'll complain.
Oh, lots of people do.
Sergeant Collins, he knows, he'll tell them.
Sergeant Collins is a police officer. He will carry out his duty. Come on, Keith. Let's get on with your statement. Then we'll leave you.
I didn't do it. That's all I've got to say.
Have it how you like, Keith Latimer. But in the end, I will have the truth out of you. For some time, I have been on cannabis. Get that down, Sergeant.
I didn't say that.
It's true, though.
It's not.
The tin on your boat over the bed where you and Cathy slept, that was your cannabis, wasn't it? Or was it Cathy's?
It was mine, but that doesn't mean to say...
And the tin containing cannabis was found at the boat where Miss Cathy Marsh and I have been living was mine. Last Thursday, I took Miss Marsh to her work at the Ace of Spades nightclub. We left at 9:30 p.m. I was driving my Ford Anglia. Oh,
that's not true. It's not true.
No, it is true.
You won't listen to me, will you?
Not when you tell lies. Later that night, I went to Gleedale's chemist shop in Darley Street with a man I do not wish to name. It was his idea. Although I did not realise at first where he was going, eventually I did agree to break in and steal drugs. Now, Keith, were you the driver or the passenger?
Neither.
It was your car, so most likely you were the driver.
Put down what you like. You won't listen to what I say, so what does it matter?
I was the driver, and I waited in the car while the other man went into the shop. Sorry to keep you waiting, Judge Latimer.
Mr. Mackinson, I demand to see my son.
Oh, didn't they tell you, sir? You can see him right away.
You're releasing him?
No, sir. Can't do that. He'll be appearing before the magistrates in the morning. They'll decide about the bail.
What charge?
Murder.
Oh, you've broke him down.
Your son decided to make a statement. Get it off his chest. There's a copy here. You can keep it.
Tin containing cannabis. Ford Anglia. Agreed to break in. When I saw the policeman in front of the car, I panicked.
But this is monstrous. It's your son's signature. I expect you recognize it.
You put pressure on him, Mackinson. That's why you wouldn't let me be there.
I must disagree with that, sir.
You did it in that bank raid case.
There was an inquiry. I was cleared.
I'll expose you, Mackinson. Believe me, I will expose you.
Where do you keep the salt, Patrick?
Isn't it in the cupboard? It may be under something else.
Everything's under something else.
I manage.
It's lucky you don't run your court the way you run your house.
Ran my court?
Huh?
Well, you told me about burning my boats, but I went on.
We have to prepare Keith's defence.
Eileen, you do believe in him?
Yes, I do.
Oh, by the way, I rang Benham.
There's no solicitor to touch him.
Uh-huh. Do you like red or white?
I don't know much about wine. I'll have what you have.
Oh, hock, I think. Well, I don't care what the case costs. It takes every penny I have. If I have to sell this house...
Oh, it's a beautiful house.
I don't have all that much money, but I'll use it. I shall devote my life to this, all my energy.
I'm worried, Patrick. There are dark clouds.
There's no going back. I am in blood, stepped in so far, returning, were as tedious as go on.
Oh, really?
Macbeth.
Ah. My Lady Macbeth.
Not yet. It's odd. It's 8 o'clock. Oh, unless it's Major Bedworth.
Shall I disappear?
Oh, we're not doing anything to be ashamed of.
Patrick.
Oh, it's you, Judge.
I had to see you.
Well, do come in.
Thank you.
Do.
Oh, why, it's Mrs.
Bladen.
I didn't expect to find you.
Would you like to come into the other room?
Did Mrs. Bladen go to Ireland with you?
Yes, I did.
The position is worse than I thought.
I'm not a member of some monastic order.
Patrick.
My private life is my affair.
I did ask who you went with.
It was a Saturday.
You're not my father confessor.
Patrick, all this difficulty has been too much for you, obviously.
Are you telling me, Judge, that I'm going round a bend?
I didn't say that.
I am completely rational.
You need a rest. Your case tomorrow will be taken by somebody else.
Is this the sack?
I haven't the power.
Oh, there are some limits.
Patrick, you disobeyed me. You went to see not only Chief Inspector Mackinson, but the Chief Constable.
Like drums in the jungle.
You don't appear to see the seriousness.
You are taking it very seriously. You're concerned about the publicity. You made that clear. Your position. You don't want anything to reflect
see
on your...
See the doctor, Patrick.
Well, you do think I'm going round
the Chancellor has the power to dismiss...
As I am well
don't
aware...
Don't drive him to it. We're all very sorry. You've done a good job on the bench. I knew you would when I recommended you. You can still be saved.
I would not have believed it. If I'd been told even a week ago that I'd be in this... predicament, I would not have believed it. Here you are, a senior judge, the senior judge on this circuit, breathing fire and slaughter and issuing the direst threats, and what have I done? What is my crime? I have tried to protect my son, to give him the care that any decent father would give his son.
Patrick, you disobeyed me.
You are my father, confessor.
I do have the authority.
But not to use in any tomfool way that happens to occur to you. I'm sorry to speak frankly, but... judges are supposed to do justice. That's what I've always thought. It's what I've tried to do in my fumbling way. And now I want justice for my son. But all you want is to stop the boat being rocked. You don't care what happens to my son as long as nobody rocks the bloody boat.
Patrick, in front of Mrs. Brick.
I'm not shocked.
Judge, you wanted me to leave Keith to the tender mercies of the police. In the end, I had to because they wouldn't let me in. Backed up by you, as it happens. Now, whether they knew that, I don't know.
Your son has made a full confession.
A confession has been obtained from him.
Now, this isn't like you, Patrick.
I was never in such a position.
I believe in the British police. To suggest that they would... to your son...
Yesterday, Keith told me I couldn't understand what it's like to be on the other side.
What other side?
The people who don't have any rights.
Nonsense. Every man has his rights.
Or can't enforce them.
Dangerous nonsense.
As against the ones who own it all and run it all and decide it all.
Communistic nonsense.
Now I know what he meant.
Does your son say he was ill-treated?
When I saw him, he was too shocked and exhausted to say very much.
Does he deny his guilt? Well, does he?
He was too exhausted and depressed.
I hear he's going to plead guilty.
Oh, that would please some people. All over in a few minutes. Automatic life sentence. No more publicity.
You know, this is all very difficult for you, Patrick. The sooner you can get back to normal life, the better.
I've had many battles in my life, Judge. At the bar especially. Battle after battle. But this one is the most important of all. I intend to go on battling for my son until justice has been done.
Yes, yes, well, right, there it is then.
Whatever it takes me, whatever the cost.
Quite, quite. Well now, Mrs. Bladen, and what is your position to be?
My position, Judge?
You are an officer of the Crown Court, the court that will try this case. You could be the court clerk. Absolute impartiality, essential. And you're due for promotion soon, are you not?
I've been called for interview.
There's not a lot I don't know. You stand a good chance.
Well, thank you, Judge.
So long as you don't do anything foolish. Let me give you a word of advice. We all have people set over us. We have to accept things whether we like them or not. A lot of people won't have that nowadays, but believe me, they only ran their heads against the wall, and it's the strongest wall that was ever built. The system may have faults, but we all depend on that wall holding.
What have I said, Judge, to give you the impression
you
that
I... You have played some part already in this unfortunate business. Don't become an outsider. Outsiders can expect to stay outside. They may start by protesting and shouting and threatening, but soon they'll whine and whimper alone with no one to listen, no one to help, because all the others will be doing what they should be doing, looking after themselves. Take my advice, Mrs. Bladen.
Do not ally yourself to those who may destroy you.
Well, thank you, Judge, for the information.
I'll go now, Patrick. Have a rest. Take things easy. And I'll see you after the case is over.
Will you be taking it, Judge?
I think so. I've never met your son.
I may be giving evidence.
If you're determined to destroy yourself, Patrick, so be it. Good night, Mrs. Bladen.
Good night, Judge. Well,
Eileen, what chance would an ordinary man in the street have in my place? Up against that solid wall. What chance have I come to that?
I'll help you, Patrick.
No.
Why?
I can't let you. Halyard can ruin your prospects. I've no right to drag you down with me.
But I want to help.
You must leave as soon as we've eaten. Then no more contact of any kind.
I'm sorry about that.
I insist.
I shall be sad.
Until after the case.
I shan't fight you, Patrick.
But, Keith, we've got Francis Bellamy to defend you. He's the best QC on the circuit.
All these weeks of waiting, Dad. I just want to get it over.
No.
As quickly as possible.
You can't plead guilty.
Dad, I didn't do it. But it's no use. I signed that statement, and Kathy's giving evidence against me. It's hopeless.
If only you'd say where you were that night.
I can't. I never will, and that's that.
You've been locked away for years, locked away from life.
Life has lost its meaning, if it ever had any.
Well, we were happy at one time.
Then it closed in on me. It went dark, and I floundered. Things have never been the same. I've been at the bottom of a deep well.
You can climb out.
It's too late.
When we've freed you from this,
look,
you
they've
can...
got me. They, the powerful ones, they'll never let me climb out.
Keith, I want you to listen to me.
Dad, I listened to you in Ireland.
Yes, but I still think I was right. I tried to do what was right, ethically right. I hope that doesn't sound too priggish, but that's all we can ever do, try to do what is right. Not the easy thing, the convenient thing, the popular thing, but the right thing. The right thing for me at this moment is to stand by you.
It's all gone sour again. It's like that day in your car. There's no light, there's no rest, no hope. Everything's black, it's all closed in again.
The case, Keith, your case, it starts the day after tomorrow. Let's concentrate on that.
Dad, I'm trapped.
I want you to trust me. I know what happened after Ireland, but I want you to take my advice. I want you to plead not guilty. Leave it to Francis Bellamy. And I'll be sitting behind him.
I put it to you, Miss Marsh, that Keith Latimer left you on the Tuesday morning.
Which is how you like, Mr. Bellamy.
Are you saying there was no quarrel at all?
Not on the Tuesday.
On other days?
Oh, there were lots of, well, arguments. You know, same as with most people. But we were still together, right up to the Thursday.
No parting?
No.
So you still regard yourself as on good terms with the defendant?
Why not?
Have you written to him while he's been on remand?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
Why hasn't he written to me?
Don't ask questions, Miss Marsh. Confine yourself to answering them.
Sorry, Your Lordship.
Have you tried to see him?
I'm a prosecution witness.
That's right, Mr. Bellamy, isn't it? Would have been most improper.
As Your Lordship pleases. Would Your Lordship allow me a moment, please?
Certainly.
We're not making much headway with her, Patrick. You'll have to keep at her.
But what with?
She's lying. I'm sure she advances.
How do we prove it?
Excuse me, please, Judge Latimer.
Mrs. Bladen, why...
I had to come. I've got some information. It's important. It's for Mr. Bellamy.
Francis, ask Halyard for an adjournment. Something's come up.
My lord, would your lordship permit a short adjournment?
Why, Mr. Bellamy?
I'm about to receive some further instructions.
Well, how long will it take?
Only a few minutes, I hope.
Oh, very well. Quarter of an hour, no longer.
Miss Marsh, do you know a man called Nick Barber?
Who?
Nick Barber.
The one who works at the nightclub. You mean that Nick, bouncer?
Is Nick Barber a close friend of yours?
Friend? You could call him a friend, but not all that close.
Has he ever been to the houseboat where you live?
As a matter of fact, yes, he has been.
Has he ever spent the night there? Now, be careful how you answer.
Your Lordship, I object. This is my private life he's on about.
Just answer the question.
When did Nick Barber first go to your boat?
Oh, I don't know.
Before or after the night of the offence?
How should I know? It's ages ago. Why should I remember?
I suggest you can remember.
Suggest what you like. I don't care.
Has Nick Barber been convicted of possessing drugs?
I did hear something.
And also supplying them? Would you care to see a list of his convictions for drug offences?
It's right if you've got it there.
I also have it here that Barber is a qualified mechanic. Did you know that?
Well, yes.
Motor mechanic.
If you say so.
And he repaired the clutch on the Ford Anglia, didn't he?
Did he?
You know that he did.
Prove it.
The police still have the car. Would you like them to check the engine and gearbox for fingerprints?
Well, Miss Marsh, what is your answer?
What if Nick's fingerprints are on it? What does that prove?
That he repaired the car.
So what?
And used it. Drove it.
It doesn't prove that.
Did Barber ever drive that car, Miss Marsh?
Well, I think he did, yes.
That must have been after the defendant left you.
Well, yes.
And before the night of the murder?
You're getting me all mixed up, Your Lordship.
Take your time, Miss Marsh. The police found the car abandoned very soon after the offence. So, if Barber drove it, he must have driven it before that time.
I can't see what you're getting at.
You do know the penalty for perjury?
I suppose you get sent to...
Just think carefully. When did Keith Latimer last live with you on your boat? Come along, you must know. When?
I got it wrong before.
When?
The Tuesday. Yes, it was the Tuesday. I've got all mixed up, sorry.
Whom were you protecting when you lied?
Well, Nick.
Yes, Mr. Bellaby.
So, Nick Barber was Keith Latimer's successor as your lover?
Call it that if you like.
Did he drive you to the nightclub on the Thursday?
Yes.
In the Anglia?
What else?
So Barber was driving the car within hours of the murder.
Doesn't prove he did it.
After the offence, he went to work, arriving about 3 o'clock.
How would I know?
It can easily be checked.
Yeah, but I didn't have anything to do with it.
Not until afterwards, but you covered up for him.
I had to. What else could I do? I just lost one boyfriend.
Mr. Makepeace, this puts the prosecution in considerable difficulty, doesn't it? The only other evidence you have is the defendant's signed confession. Having read all the prosecution's statements concerning that, it would, in my view, be wrong for that evidence, uncorroborated, to go to the jury. The only proper course, therefore, is for me to direct them to return a verdict of not guilty. I propose to do that without further delay.
Did I make the tea too strong, Eileen?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, that file on Nick Barber, how did you know?
Because I disobeyed you, Patrick. I decided I had to help. So, last night I went to the Ace of Spades with a friend, and we kept an eye on Cathy Marsh. We actually did a bit of gambling, had to. I noticed this man. He was obviously on very good terms with her, and I recognised him. We'd had him for GBH. So this morning I looked up the file, and it was all there. I came straight round to Halyard's Court. Sorry I disobeyed you.
Good thing you did. Did you win anything?
50p.
That could be mother.
I very much doubt it. Excuse me.
The press? For your story, Keith?
They can't have it.
The inside story. No, we don't know it all.
I just want to be left alone. I want to grow things and make things. I want to vegetate.
You can go to South America as a free man.
Yeah, it doesn't have quite the same attractions now.
At least I could do, Patrick. Usually my responsibility ends when a case ends, as you know. But not with this one. Good evening. Congratulations, young man.
Thank you, Judge.
I always knew it would turn out all right. You see, there's not much wrong with the system when it's put to the test. We do get things right. You've noted that, Mrs. Bladen?
I was in court, Judge, at the end.
Saw you there. So, you ready to start work again, Patrick?
I'm cleared too, am I? I've been acquitted too.
Don't let's concern ourselves too much about water under the bridge. Glad to have you back on the team. You're one of the strongest members. I hope you may go on to higher things.
No, thank you, Judge.
I meant the High Court.
I learned a number of lessons from all this. One is that the higher one climbs, the worse one becomes.
No.
Most of the good people stay at the bottom of the pile. Climbing corrupts.
Yes, well, there it is, Patrick. Certainly, whatever you wish. See you later in the week, no doubt.
We want an inquiry into Mackinson.
Yes.
Is that necessary?
He got confession out of an innocent man.
Water under the bridge.
Or the carpet, or some other convenient place.
You disappoint me, Patrick. You really do. I thought your vacation might have done you good.
It's given me time to think about a number of things. The system of interrogation by the police, it will have to be altered.
Dear, dear, dear. Don't tell me, Patrick, you've joined that group of people who go round trying to alter everything. I'll see myself out. Good night.
Good night, Judge.
Good night, Judge.
Shall we go out for a meal?
Ace of spades?
Eileen, who was the friend you went there with?
Why, Patrick?
Curiosity.
A clerk from the county court.
The clerk, I see. Who?
As a matter of fact, it was Helen Ricketts.
Ah. Uh-huh.
You know her?
A woman.
Did you think I went with a man?
Well, you went to Ireland with me.
That was business.
Hmm.
Well, wasn't it?
Not entirely.
I liked Ireland.
We can go again. Not on business.
Do you want me to leave you together?
Keith, one thing I'm still puzzled about. Why wouldn't you say where you spent Thursday night?
Ah. I was with a lady.
Anna, alias Birgit, the girl with the Porsche.
How do you know?
Intuition?
Yeah, she flew over. We've been friendly since last year, and when I split up with Kathy, it sort of flared up. But if I'd said where I was, Anna's husband would have found out.
But to save yourself, surely?
Her two kids, the effect on them. I knew what that would have been. After all, it happened to me, didn't it?
In His Honour by James Fairfax, Judge Patrick Latimer was played by Ronald Baddeley. Keith Latimer and P.C. Yarnold was Tim Bentinck. Eileen Bladen, Elizabeth Bell, Inspector Mackinson, Russell Dixon, Detective Sergeant Collins, Alan Meadows, Justice Halyard, Geoffrey Banks. Mary Lunt, Jane Lowe, Bob Lunt and Henson, Kenneth Allen Taylor, Kathy, Merrill Hampton, Anna and Mrs. Barraclough, Caroline Pickles. John Wentford, Paul Webster, Bellaby and Fenby, Peter Wheeler, and Nick Barber, Jack Carr. The play was directed in Manchester by Alfred Bradley.